AI's margin problem, commodity inference, edge medicine, and a mind-like model layer. An essay by Martin Alderson on GLM 5.2, the latest model from Beijing-based Jipu AI, a Tsinghua University spin-out, attracted 286 comments with its argument that frontier AI inference is being commoditized faster than the major Western labs can construct durable moats. Jipu's GLM 5.2 reportedly achieves benchmark performance within striking distance of GPT-4o class models on several coding and reasoning tasks at dramatically lower cost, squeezing the pricing umbrella that OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google have relied upon. Open-weight models such as Llama, Mistral, and DeepSeek apply pressure from the opposite direction, allowing technically sophisticated customers to eliminate per-token payments entirely. Commenters with direct experience at inference companies pushed back on the most aggressive version of the thesis. The counterargument holds that price competition is concentrated at the commodity tier, generic text generation, basic summarization, while high-margin applications in healthcare, finance, and regulated industries carry genuine switching costs rooted in reliability, safety tuning, enterprise integrations, and regulatory compliance. A hospital system, the argument runs, will not migrate from a certified clinical AI to a cheaper alternative because API costs fell 20%. Critics of that defense noted that the enterprise switching cost argument has historically held until it suddenly does not, and that a 10% benchmark gap combined with a 50% price difference is a calculation enterprise procurement teams will eventually run. An IEEE Spectrum piece on small AI models in low connectivity environments offered an important counterpoint to frontier model obsession. Pharmaceutical applications in sub-Saharan Africa, rural Southeast Asia, and parts of Latin America are deploying on-device language models for drug interaction checking and dosage guidance in clinic settings where a cloud API call cannot be relied upon to return in under 2 seconds. The WHO estimates roughly 3.5 billion people live in areas with inadequate healthcare infrastructure, a meaningful subset of whom have mobile device access without reliable internet, a large market the frontier labs have largely ignored. That edge inference logic connects directly to Turnlight, a ShowHN project featuring a 7-megabyte embedding model that runs entirely in the browser via WebAssembly, performing semantic search over arbitrary text with no server, no API key, and no data leaving the user's device. The model uses aggressive quantization, likely 4-bit weights, and a shallow architecture optimized for embedding rather than generation. For semantic search, classification, and similarity matching, it reportedly performs well enough to be genuinely useful. A research paper from Anthropic titled "A Global Workspace in Language Models" drew 389 points and 148 comments. The paper draws on Bernard Barres's 1980s global workspace theory of biological cognition, in which specialized brain modules share a broadcast medium that makes information globally available, and claims structural evidence for an analogous mechanism in the intermediate layers of large language models. The authors are careful not to assert that language models are conscious. The paper identifies a structural analogy, not a subjective claim. Skeptics in the HN thread argued that a loosely specified theory can be found almost anywhere. Enthusiasts noted that identifying a convergence layer could provide a more tractable intervention point for AI interpretability and safety research than attempting to parse the full residual stream.